welcome back to it. By the way, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Good to have DTE on board. Yesterday at the Supreme Court, arguments heard over DACA, the Dreamers, you know. The Dreamers center stage at the Supreme Court yesterday. And the Supreme Court seemed to be sharply divided over whether or not President Trump can end the Obama-era protections for illegal aliens who arrived in the United States as children. At least that's the claim for many of them. Members of the court's conservative wing appeared wary of allowing the court to review the administration's decision to begin phasing out the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, again, DACA. It grants deferrals from deportation for about 700,000 people living in this country. And questions from conservative justices during oral arguments suggested they appeared to think the administration had supplied legally sound justification for their decisions. Neil Gorsuch, a Trump appointee, and Justice Samuel Alito, a George W. Bush appointee, seemed concerned that authorizing a review could give judges a whole lot of power over the executive agency decisions that they just do not have. And see, I bring this to your attention because in the last couple of years, we have seen activist federal district judges issue nationwide moratoriums on all sorts of things, shut things down across the nation. That is not the way it's supposed to work. A federal district judge in the state of California should not be allowed to shut down something implemented in Washington, D.C. by the president. That's not the way the system is supposed to work. Gorsuch asked this of Ted Olson, one of two lawyers arguing to preserve DACA. Can you help me understand what is the limiting principle? I hear a lot of facts, sympathetic facts. You put them out there, and they speak to all of us, but what is the limiting principle? Chief Justice Roberts, a George W. Bush appointee who was closely watched as a potential swing vote, also appeared unsure about whether the court had the power to review Trump's decision to terminate the program. It was created by executive action in the previous administration. Why would it not be able to be eliminated by executive action in the following administration would be the simple question. Michael Mongan, a deputy solicitor general in California who argued for DACA alongside Olson, said the Obama administration's program was consistent with historical deportation relief policies. Roberts pushed back against that assertion, saying previous administration programs were far less sweeping in their use of prosecutorial discretion. That history is not close to the number of people covered by DACA, said Roberts. Justice Breyer, a Clinton appointee, also appeared uncertain about whether the court had the power to review Trump's decision. I'm saying, honestly, I'm struggling to get the rule right, said Stephen Breyer. At issue for the justices are two overlapping questions, whether the courts have the right to second-guess the president's action on this matter, and if Trump's DACA repeal is, frankly, lawful. We'll find out in June. We'll find out in June how that all plays out. We'll keep you up to date. In D.C. today, not just the impeachment circus beginning, but President Erdogan, Tayyip Erdogan will be in town, the Turkish president, to meet with the president, Donald Trump, at the White House. Of course, on the table will be the discussion of what's going on in the Turkish-Syrian border. Big dust-up, of course, here a few weeks ago when President Trump says we're going to pull out American troops from that area. We're going to let Turkey, you know, control that border. And, of course, all the Democrats go wild. Well, he's going to get all the Kurds killed. It didn't happen that way, of course. There was 5 days of fighting, and then there was a cessation of hostilities, whatever they want to call it. A cessation of hostilities is what occurred there. And about 500 American troops are going to remain in Syria, in theater, if you will. And it has not resulted in a single American casualty. It has not resulted in a Turkish invasion of Syria thus far. It has not resulted in the wholesale release of ISIS prisoners that we are aware of thus far. All of the things that you're told, all these terrible things are going to happen. If Donald Trump does this, he has no idea what he's doing. And it's going to be this terrible thing's going to happen. And there'll be bloodshed and destruction. And they're all going to die. And none of it happens. None of it. It's just like, remember back when the embassy in Israel was moved to Jerusalem, as had been promised by so many presidents before, and Donald Trump says, we can do this, but it's going to cost $1 billion. No, it's going to cost 400 grand. And that's what he did it for, $400,000. Oh, well, if you do that, there'll be bloodshed, and the Muslims and the Arabs are going to attack, and there'll be bloodshed and death and carnage in the streets. And none of that happened. Donald Trump did what was supposed to happen under several previous administrations, and he got it done, right? So every time you're told these horrible things are going to happen, death and destruction and carnage, because Donald Trump has no idea what he's doing. Well, it looks like he knew what he was doing in Syria along the Syrian-Turkish border so far, extricated us from that ongoing war. The endless wars, one of the things he promised when he got elected, I will get us out of these endless wars. That happened. Moved the American embassy to Jerusalem, as had been promised by this country for decades. Got that done. And there's one example after another of how these things continue to work despite all the crazed reactions from the left. All the histrionics, all the nonsense, none of it comes to pass, which is why right now Democrats are very concerned. They don't have a candidate that can beat Donald Trump. Is he going to be impeached? Probably. The House is probably going to impeach him. It begins today at 10 o'clock, live on television. But will he be removed by the Senate? Highly unlikely. So Donald Trump could be the first president in American history to be impeached and reelected. Oh, of course. There's always a chance Hillary could jump in for a rematch. And I say, please, Hillary, do that. If you don't mind. For my entertainment. 52 after on a Wednesday.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business. Moving Michigan forward.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit adoptus